But how effective can archaeology really be as a therapy? Back to University of Oxford's Jennifer Wild, who's not part of Waterloo Uncovered. I asked her more about what we know about treating PTSD.
PTSD in and of itself has a natural recovery. So unlike other psychiatric disorders, over time, within a five-year time period, the majority of people will recover from PTSD, so about 60% of people. However, whilst that sounds optimistic, one, it means that 40% of people won't. And two, it means for that five-year period, people are still suffering from their life being turned upside down, their relationships falling apart, being unable to work. So whilst PTSD does have a natural recovery, it is important to offer treatment early on. The best treatment for PTSD is trauma-focused cognitive behavioral therapy, which focuses on the trauma and helping the person to pull apart the trauma in a lot of detail and start to think about it differently so that with the help of a therapist, the person can break the link between the past and the present and overcome the debilitating symptoms. So using archaeology as a novel form of treating PTSD is an exciting idea. So we've been talking about trauma-focused cognitive behavioral therapy, and one of the components of that treatment is actually going back to the site of the trauma where it happened. And this is really important because often people have beliefs or a feeling like the site of the trauma is frozen in time and it hasn't changed and it's completely dangerous and overwhelming and I won't be able to cope if I go back. So the therapist would often, as much as possible, go back to the site of the trauma, either in person or if that's not possible because it's happened in another country, by Google Street View. So we would look at it on computer together and look at what's different now. And often the client realizes that the site has moved on and it no longer contains all of the dangerous traumatic features that were there when the person went through the trauma. So in terms of veterans, using archaeology to help come to terms with PTSD as a way forward, this is novel and potentially could be really helpful because it's not exactly their trauma site, but there will be reminders of their trauma when they're there. And if they can focus on what's different and what's helpful and what people did that was helpful who were involved in that particular battle, then this may help them to see the trauma site in a different way and think about and reflect on their own trauma site in a different way, which may help to reduce some of those memory symptoms that they've been having.
And this sentiment was echoed by many who I spoke to from around the project.
Hi, my name's Paula Rogers and I'm a veteran out with Waterloo Uncovered for the very first time. First week, apprehensive, wasn't sure if I'd done the right thing, wasn't sure what was going to happen. Everyone's in the same boat, PTSD, anxiety, various disabilities. Here, you're not judged. It's just a sense of friends. Made so many friends. And you're not judged.
My name's Kathy Bannister. I work for the Military Veterans in the North West, which is under Pennine Care NHS Trust. I've come back this year because I saw real positive changes in some of the guys last year. For a lot of the guys, they're really isolated. I think when you leave the military, you can feel alone. You know, you've been part of a team, you've been part of a goal. You know, when you go back, you come out, you come into Civvy Street and sometimes can feel really alone. A lot of the time people suffer quite badly with social isolation, feeling that they're not understood. And I think the thing about this project that's so positive is it is about transition, it is about bringing soldiers, serving veterans, archaeologists, civilians all together under one project to show that we're not that different and that we can work together. And I think it's a real positive step towards transition.
My name's Midge Spencer. I'm a British Army veteran. I served for 25 years in the British Army as a combat medical technician. After my first year here, it just gave me an interest back in life, really. So talking to the academics while I were here, I told them that I'd dropped out of my master's degree in I felt a failure as a result of that, which of course adds to the cycle of depression and, you know, negative thinking. And they encouraged me to sort of try and re-engage with it. Several months later, I contacted my old supervisor to see if I could, you know, get back into it to just finish my dissertation, because that's all I needed to do. And they've made it so that I can do that. So I'm working on that now, and I have to submit my dissertation by the end of January next year, 2019.
And so what about the project? Do you think that, or have you taken a personal benefit from it?
I've taken a personal benefit because it gave me back an interest in myself, an interest in life in general, a sense of purpose. It brought me back into engagement with fellow veterans, people who felt the same way that I did. I mean, before this, I sat at home thinking, I'm the only one who feels this way. And of course I'm not, but because I didn't go out and engage with others, you know, I didn't speak to anybody else with similar circumstances. This is my third time, but already just at the beginning of week two, I can see changes in some of the guys from when they first arrived last weekend. I can already see them coming out of themselves, and it changed my life more than I can really explain.
Over the hills and far away, o'er the hills and o'er the main, through Flanders, Portugal and Spain.
If you or someone you know is struggling, then mind.org.uk offers advice and support, or PTSD USA if you're listening from America. Thank you so much to everyone who's contributed to the programme. You've heard from Midge, Paul, Malcolm, Kathy and Paula, Tony Pollard, Phil Harding, Hilary Harrison and Jennifer Wilde. And a huge thank you to the entire team at Waterloo Uncovered, especially Mark Evans and Mike Greenwood. The programme was put together by me, Georgia Mills. And the wonderful voice you've been hearing is University of Sheffield archaeologist Rebecca Hearn. That was her singing a traditional British song in the surviving chapel at Hougoumont Farm. Lyrics by John Tams.
Portugal and Spain, King George commands and we obey. Over the hills and far away.